It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
The cancer behind the curtain continues to metastasize. It's not just COVID-19, but rather those responsible for it. The commercial-free Global Alert News Hour starts now. Consider this breaking report from multiple sources. Shocking study finds coronavirus mutations that are much deadlier than the original. From that report, a shocking new study found that SARS-CoV-2's ability to mutate has been vastly underestimated. Some of the mutant strains exhibited a much more dangerous capacity to invade human cells, implying that certain strains might be much more lethal than others. Further, these strains were found to be, quote, genetically similar to samples isolated in New York and places like Italy and Europe. Again, for the record, peer-reviewed published reports prove that the COVID-19 scenario was not a random act of nature. Its origin was a lab, with the new and more lethal strains likely still being engineered and released. It is a matter of record that the National Institute of Health, at the direction of Anthony Fauci and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, contributed $3.7 million to the scientists and lab in Wuhan that engineered the, quote, gain of function characteristic into the COVID virus. Translation, engineered the bat virus to make the jump to humans. Bill Gates has no medical credentials whatsoever, yet he all but runs the World Health Organization. Gates is the largest single funder of the World Health Organization. Again, he has no medical credentials at all. He, Bill Gates, has funded and directed mass vaccination programs that have caused permanent injury to literally hundreds of thousands of innocents. 496,000 in India alone, for which the Indian government has litigated against the Gates Foundation. Gates has stated on the record that vaccine programs can be a component of reducing global populations. With that statement in mind, consider this former press release from the GatesFoundation.org. Quote, global health leaders launch decade of vaccines collaboration with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. If the current trajectory of the power structure doesn't alarm you, it should. Why hasn't Gates long since been incarcerated? Why isn't Anthony Fauci locked up? The same with his partner in criminality, Deborah Birx. Fauci has a record of criminal activity and insider medical industrial complex collusion spanning nearly four decades. Again, Fauci and his participation with the National Institute of Health was what funded the creation of this pathogen. In 2017, Fauci stated on film and on the record in very specific terms that there would be a, quote, surprise pandemic during this presidency. He knew. He knew. Please, please, if you care about the truth, if you care about the future of your children, of the human race, indeed of life on Earth, thoroughly investigate every fact stated in this broadcast. The reality we have all formerly known is no more. It's not coming back. It was never sustainable, not even close. But please hear the following. How many understand that industrialized, militarized society was circling the drain long before the engineered COVID pandemic was turned loose on populations? COVID-19 is not the greatest threat we face. Challenges that are far more dire are closing in by the day. These threats are, in fact, directly connected to the motives and actions of those that have engineered and released COVID-19. So many falsely believe that the Earth has some sort of magic thermostat that will keep the planet habitable and able to support life, no matter how ruthlessly the human race abuses it. But such a notion is complete delusion. Mass starvation, carnage, and chaos are coming at blinding speed, and on a scale that, as of yet, is unimaginable to the vast majority. Many will roll their eyes and walk away at hearing such a statement as that which I just made. Many will try to convince themselves that if such threats were unfolding, the talking heads on mainstream media platforms of propaganda would tell them. But this notion also could not be further from the truth. The walls are closing in on all of us from countless directions. This includes power structures. Many of their crimes, past and present, are being forced to light. From 9/11 and what really happened, to the true danger posed by vaccinations, the true agendas behind them, and the COVID-19 bioweapon assault. Again, all with the backdrop bottom line of Earth's rapidly collapsing life support systems. We, all of us, whether we know it or not, whether we are willing to face it or not, are fighting for our near-term survival on numerous fronts. In the coming weeks and months, the wider horizon will become all but impossible to ignore or deny, even for those that are doing their best to do both. Many ask, what will it take for the truth on countless issues to be disclosed? The reality is this: the truth on countless issues is available and has been for any who objectively seek it out. But unfortunately, the vast majority have so far refused to challenge their chosen or their programmed view of the world. The vast majority are, so far, still primarily feeding from the mainstream media trough of power structure propaganda. From all sources, we must learn to ferret out the facts for ourselves. Ideology, preconception, and programming must be wiped off the slate. We must clear the lens through which we see the world, or we will continue to fly blindly into the abyss of near-term planetary omnicide. Moving on, from commondreams.org and other sources, consider this report. Quote, the U.S. knew. Breaking report says American intel on the threat of coronavirus was shared with Israel and NATO in November and was dismissed by the president. The report states, quote, the smoking gun has arrived. An Israeli news report has revealed that the country was told in November by U.S. intelligence about the potential threat of the coronavirus, warnings that were also made to NATO and to the White House, a clear contradiction of Pentagon claims that no such report existed. The Times of Israel reported that U.S. intelligence agencies were aware of the disease as early as the second week of November and shared the information with President Donald Trump's White House and NATO and Israel. The U.S. administration did not deem the report, quote, of interest, end quote, while Israeli officials discussed the possibility of the threat but ultimately took no action. What NATO's response was to the report, if any, is thus far unknown. Stop and consider for a moment. Of course they knew. When we have, in 2017, Anthony Fauci, the head of the fiasco today, stating on the record this would happen. When we have Bill Gates participating with the engineering of this pathogen along with the funding of it by the National Institute of Health, again at the direction of Anthony Fauci and his organization, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, all of them participating in this, the mock pandemic on October 18th for this exact scenario, granted it was in the scenario centered in a different continent, but that's simply to throw off the scent, is it not? Of course they knew. Of course the White House knew. Of course the Department of Defense knew. Of course Israel knew. Of course they all knew. Other countries know. The only people who don't know is populations all over the globe who don't want to know, who don't want to research, at least not yet. I certainly hope that changes because we are rapidly, rapidly running out of time. And those in power are rapidly tightening the noose around our collective necks. This next report elaborates on what I stated at the start of this broadcast from multiple sources. Quote, there are 10 catastrophic threats facing humans right now, and coronavirus is only one of them. First item, decline of natural resources, particularly water. 2, collapse of ecosystems and loss of biodiversity. 3, human population growth beyond Earth's carrying capacity. We're about 500% past the sustainable capacity, and that's only if everything was done right. We're 500% past that, by the way, statistically speaking. And I realize many people would state, no, that's not true. We could fit everybody in the state of Texas and we could still have some room to walk around. That's not an accurate portrayal of Earth's carrying capacity. It's not about space. It's about resources. I live in the middle of wilderness. I have about 2,000 square miles of wilderness around me. I'm completely at home in the forest. I've spent much of my life there. I could not survive on my own in this massive area because the forest is so degraded. The animals can't survive. How do people think that it's a matter of space? There's much more to the equation. So please, to acknowledge a mathematical, statistical fact is not in any way to condone those in power and their belief that they have the right to cull populations, that they have the right to decide who lives and who dies, because they do not have that right. I didn't give them that right. Did you? Did anyone? They took that right. They've taken that right and that control because populations so far have not wanted to be bothered with what's unfolding around them. And now the proverbial chickens have come home to roost. Now we are truly in a dark place and getting darker by the day. Item number 4 on this list, global warming and human-induced climate change. The correct science term for what's unfolding, for the record, is abrupt climate collapse. And no, it's not about Al Gore. It's about reality. Because we don't like Al Gore, and I don't either. And I'll add to that statement my great and growing disdain for these so-called environmental groups who, because they want to protect their 501c3, refuse to acknowledge the climate engineering elephant in the sky that is tearing apart Earth's life support systems and contaminating every breath we take. But in spite of all of that, we must not let those factors affect our conclusions as to what's happening in the world. The human race has been unimaginably poor stewards of the planet. Earth's life support systems are failing. And that is the backdrop that supersedes the current coronavirus scenario. And in fact, that backdrop is the motivating factor for those in power who have engineered the COVID-19 scenario and who are now using it as a tool to carry out their agendas. I'll get to those agendas in a moment. First, I want to finish this list of catastrophic threats facing the human race over and above the CV scenario. Number 5, chemical pollution of the Earth's system, including the atmosphere and oceans. Number 6, rising food insecurity and failing nutritional quality. The correct description in this case would be food production collapse. Number 7, nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction. The nuclear power plants should be considered a nuclear weapon also, because they are all inevitably going to go into meltdown on the current course, and we're going to have Fukushima times 400. That by itself is an existential threat. Number 8, pandemics of new and untreatable diseases. Again, consider this on that item. Level 4 biolabs are all around the world. The U.S. has some 400 of them. What do we think they're doing? Countless other countries have their own level 4 biolabs as well. These labs don't exist for the common good. They exist for purposes of biowarfare, for power structures that know they will have to deal with populations all over the globe that are becoming an increasing liability to them, a rapidly increasing liability. Connect the dots. Number 9, the advent of powerful, uncontrolled new technology. In that category, radio frequency, microwave transmission, bombardment of the planet and us, like 5G, that's only a part of this category. Number 10, national and global failure to understand and act preventatively on these risks. And let's add our own number 11 to this list of catastrophic threats, the most dire and immediate threat of all, for many reasons. Climate engineering operations, biosphere collapse, human contamination, the ongoing climate engineering, weather warfare, biological warfare, atmospheric spraying, assault. The climate engineering elephant in the sky that even now continues to be categorically denied by all official agencies, all elected officials, and the entire climate science community. This is nothing short of total betrayal by countless individuals that are more concerned about preserving their personal paradigm for a very short time instead of doing their part for the greater good while they still can. Back to the wider horizon. Consider this report from the New York Times and other sources, Wednesday of last week. Quote, instead of coronavirus, the hunger will kill us, end quote. A global food crisis now looms. From that report, the world has never faced a hunger emergency like this, experts say. It could, they say, it could, may, might. double the number of people facing acute hunger to 265 million by the end of this year. We are already way past that number now. Not the end of this year, now. And by the end of the year, it will be exponentially worse than what this report states. So again, this question. Are unfolding scenarios as bad as we are being told, as bad as this New York Times report concludes? No. The reality, again, is far more dire. The notion that some as-of-yet-unknown technology will allow the human race to continue its loot, plunder, pillage, and pollute policy on planet Earth indefinitely into the future is total delusion. The hydrocarbon fuel fiesta is over. The collapse of industrialized, militarized civilization is here. And even now, power structure programmed mass denial, distraction, and willful blindness are still the themes of the day. For those that are still steadfastly clinging to the belief that technology will save us from ourselves, I would pose this question. How's that going so far? As the proverb goes, a fool believes what he thinks, a wise man what he sees. Abandoning one's belief systems in exchange for fact-based perspectives and conclusions requires extraordinary strength, effort, and courage. Making this exchange can and does put us at odds with who we were before. It puts us at odds with our closest relationships, with family, with friends, with what is still the majority herd. But in a world that is silent about the truth, one voice can tilt the scale in the right direction. To thine own self be true. We cannot ignore the calling of conscience. The great traditions have pointed us in the right direction. But what direction will we choose to travel as glaring realities become impossible to ignore or deny as the walls close in? Biblical scripture states this: before you knew the truth, your guilt was washed away. Now that you know, your guilt remains. Again, countless great traditions teach the same. When I was 14 years old, I found the philosophies of the Stoics. It forever altered my view of the world, of what matters, of what not, of why we are here. I can sum it up with this principle of the Stoic teaching. Quote, it would be better to suffer 1,000 deaths than to desert the post at which your creator has placed you, end quote. Question, why are so many self-proclaimed spiritual teachers in so many circles and traditions hiding behind their pulpits and saying exactly nothing about the most critical issues of all? Exactly nothing. And worse, encouraging their congregations to do the same. I've been told to my face by every major denomination leader in Reading that they, quote, don't want to know about climate engineering, weather warfare operations. They tell me that they don't need to worry about it, that it's all in, quote, God's hands. Such a response is nothing short of cowardice and hypocrisy. The same self-proclaimed spiritual leaders also refuse to even investigate, let alone do anything about, the scientifically proven vaccine dangers or countless other assaults on creation and the human race. What does biblical scripture state about such hypocrisy, about those that claim to be, quote, faithful and obedient to their creator, that claim to be virtuous and moral, yet hide in the shadows while the power structure crimes of unimaginable magnitude continue and accelerate? Biblical scripture states this, that Christ said, quote, get away from me, I never knew you, end quote. All the great spiritual traditions, the wisest that have ever graced our species with their teachings, have made clear that we, all of us, have a responsibility to the whole, that we don't own our lives, but rather we owe them to the whole. Those with children, we certainly owe our lives to those children, without question. Without the whole, without the web of life, we also will perish, along with our posterity, who will never have been given a choice. Please forgive me for my ranting, but after nearly 20 years in this battle, frustration toward willful blindness and apathy can be difficult to be silent about. Again, elected officials official agencies, science communities, mainstream media, spiritual groups, and let's not forget the so-called environmental organizations, all are participating in criminal deception, all to preserve their own personal paradigms for a moment in time at the cost of the loss of the whole, forever. As I've stated so many times, those in power could not do what they do without legions of willfully blind and morally bankrupt order followers. This equation must change, or we have no chance of averting near-term planetary omnicide. Moving on, from CNN and multiple sources, coronavirus pandemic will cause global famines of, quote, biblical proportions, UN warns. From that report, the world is facing multiple famines of, quote, biblical proportions, end quote, in just a matter of months. Exceptional drought followed by extremely heavy rainfall, i.e. climate engineering in that equation, without question. Markedly decreased seasonal crop yield in the Horn of Africa during 2019. These irregular weather and climate patterns also contributed to the worst desert locust invasion in 25 years. Covered that in a former broadcast, several former broadcasts. The perfect timing of too much precipitation has facilitated this locust explosion. We cannot separate climate engineering from this equation. This is not to blame every single weather event on climate engineering, but once you disrupt the entire system, nothing is exempt from the climate engineering influence at that point. And we know we have climate engineering happening all over the globe, derailing Earth's natural life support systems, being used weather as a weapon, the covert weapon of the power structure, the crown jewel weapon, that allows them to take down countries, to destabilize them without the populations of those countries ever even knowing they were at war. Climate engineering, the unacknowledged elephant in the sky. But the locust explosion has further threatened the crop supply in that region. The UN has said and stated this warning that the coronavirus pandemic will push an additional 130 million people to the brink of starvation. It's going to push them past the brink and over the edge, and not just 130 million. From political.eu, this. Meet the world's most powerful doctor, Bill Gates, who again is not a doctor. They are making a mockery of that, and so they should. The report states, some billionaires are satisfied with buying themselves an island. Bill Gates got a United Nations health agency in Geneva. The agency spends a disproportionate amount of its resources on projects with the measurable outcomes Gates prefers, such as the effort to eradicate polio. Report states he, Gates, is treated like a head of state, not only at the World Health Organization, but also at the G20. A Geneva-based NGO representative said, calling Gates one of the most influential men in global health. Bill Gates, who has no medical credential whatsoever. Bill Gates, whose foundation is behind mass injury and death in countries like India and Africa, from his vaccination programs, which are absolutely not about saving lives, but about population control, as Gates has stated so emphatically on the record. Let's glimpse another snapshot of history on Gates and his population control vaccine programs. Flashback to this headline from 2015. Quote, Catholic bishops in Kenya call for a boycott of polio vaccines. From that report, in Kenya, vaccine suspicion has taken its own local strain, aimed less at vaccines themselves than at the international bodies like the UN and WHO that distribute them. The distrust has been fueled by the World Health Organization's, again, tie that to Bill Gates, decision to blanket Kenya with polio vaccines, well over and above routine injections. The Catholic Doctors Association raised the question of eugenics, stating, quote, vaccines can cause autism. Vaccines have been used for the spread of HIV. Again, connect Anthony Fauci to that equation. There are some cancer-causing viruses that you'd find in vaccines, end quote. Again, from the Catholic Doctors Association. Again, let's not forget Bill Gates' mass polio vaccinations in India, in which Indian officials state 496,000 individuals were damaged, paralyzed, or died. Litigation going on that front. Now bouncing back to the COVID-19 scenario, of which Gates, Fauci, and so many others are intricately connected. Agendas being carried out by the engineered COVID scenario. A complete eclipse of the unfolding abrupt climate and environmental total collapse. A complete elimination of any form of governmental protest all over the world. a culling of the old and weak, a premise to establish total societal surveillance and control, a means of preparing for the now imminent total collapse of industrialized, militarized civilization. What are more glaring red flag warnings of the criminality and incompetence of our so-called elected officials? Consider this next headline from numerous sources. Special report. Former, listen carefully, Labradoodle breeder tapped to lead U.S. pandemic task force. You can't make this stuff up, as the saying goes. On January 21st, the day of the first U.S. case of coronavirus, or more correctly, when the first case was officially reported, the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services appeared on Fox News to report the latest on the disease as it ravaged China. Alex Azar, a 52-year-old lawyer and former drug industry executive, assured Americans that the U.S. government was, quote, prepared. Azar tapped a trusted aide with minimal public health experience to lead the agency's day-to-day response to COVID-19. The aide was Brian Harrison, who had joined the department after running a dog breeding business for the previous 6 years. Harrison's personal financial disclosure forms showed that from 2012 to 2018, he ran a company called Dallas Labradoodles. Harrison, 37, was an unusual choice, to say the least, with no formal education in public health, public management, or medicine. Indeed, we are living in a planetary asylum. And what will happen to those who dare to protest the criminal deception and insanity? This new report is telling. Quote, the important First Amendment principle is now at risk. The Supreme Court may hear a case that will test the country's commitment to protecting protest organizers. The tightening of the noose around our collective necks. Of course, CNN and all other mainstream sources only disclose truths that can no longer be hidden from the public. And in their disclosures, their attempts to spin the narrative becomes evident. In the case of the current pandemic, they attempt to blame nature by inferring that the COVID-19 engineered pandemic is an act of nature, which it is not. Those in power, those who control mainstream media, will continue their attempts to pacify populations by pretending there's a light at the end of the tunnel that we now find ourselves in. But such a notion is just another form of deception. The only light in this tunnel is the proverbial oncoming train. The only potential path out of the tunnel is to completely overturn the current paradigm. Online search engines like Google continue to do their part for the criminally insane power structure by pushing, quote, official narrative disinformation sources to the top of the first page on any online searches for the critical issues we face. Google buries reports based on frontline facts that dispute the official propaganda, or all too often completely omitting such reports from an online search, completely omitting such reports. Nearly a year ago, geoengineeringwatch.org was completely deleted from a Google search of the geoengineering term. Geoengineeringwatch.org was formerly at the top of the first page on a Google search of the geoengineering term. Our site ratings, due to the now over 35 million visitors on our site, put us on top of the first page. But now again, we've been completely deleted from 19 pages of Google listings under the geoengineering term. We were half of the first page for a search on Bing, and now we see Bing is also starting to push us down, push us off the page. I would like to send an appeal to all those who work for social media platforms, for search engines. Please find your courage and don't conform to this sort of power structure tyranny to hide the truth from populations who desperately need to hear it if we're to have any chance of changing course, if we're to have any chance of averting near-term planetary omnicide. The public must be awakened. We must have an army of the awakened or we have no chance. So again, an appeal to those who work for social media platforms, search engines, please find your courage. Allow the truth to be seen by the population that is beginning to search for it. The highly visible ongoing atmospheric particulate spraying in our skies continues to be categorically denied by all official agencies, again denied by the entire bought and paid for climate science community, and is certainly being denied by the power structure controlled mainstream media. The expanding, lingering, spreading jet aircraft trails in our skies are sprayed particulate trails, not condensation. Up close film footage of the jet aircraft sprayed dispersions prove this. Atmospheric testing in a NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Agency flying lab, carried out by geoengineeringwatch.org, proves this. Countless tests of precipitation from all over the globe that has revealed the exact elements named in climate engineering patents proves this. Numerous government documents outlining the ongoing global weather warfare operations proves this. The fact that all commercial jet aircraft and all military tankers are equipped with high-bypass turbofan jet engines, which are nearly incapable of producing any condensation trail except under rare and extreme circumstances, proves this. And for the record, the very visible linear trails in our skies are only one marker of the atmospheric particulate spraying. Silvery white skies are another. The dirty, wispy particulate clouds are another. When you see lower-level cumulus clouds with an overstory canopy of dirty white, that is yet another indication of massive aerosol spraying operations. All of this data, film footage, photos, documents, test results, all of it, and more, are available and categorized at geoengineeringwatch.org. There are over 2,000 article and informational posts available. Lab testing results have proven again and again and again that the elements raining down on us from the atmospheric spraying operations are highly toxic. Elements like aluminum, barium, strontium, surfactants, polymer fibers, lead, manganese, etc. Yes, there's industrialized pollution to consider also, but the primary elements listed in geoengineering patents are showing up in locations where pollution from industry is not present. And now we must consider what else might be in the atmospheric aerosol spraying mix. If you want to see in stark form how much is raining down on us, go out on a calm night after heavy aerosol spraying operations are present in a dark location and shine the brightest flashlight you can acquire straight up into the sky. And what you will see will shock you. It looks like it's snowing. There is so much particulate matter raining down on us, it looks like it's snowing. There's no escaping this atmospheric contaminant now. It is present all over the globe. And when you see how much is coming down through that light, which is much more visible at night with these reflective particulates, and you consider that you are sucking it in with every breath, which causes immense inflammation to our entire respiratory system, making us much more susceptible to any pathogen, including the present COVID-19 scenario. And now, with the COVID-19 pathogen having shown up all over the globe, in very uniform fashion, in two primary waves of infection. The first involving COVID-19 outbreaks in 25 countries over the course of only days. The second wave saw outbreaks in 85 additional countries in only days. Question: when we know that the U.S. military has routinely conducted open-air biological testing on U.S. civilians and others, when we know that the U.S. government is cooperating with geoengineering atmospheric aerosol spraying dispersions with governments all over the globe, when we know that one of the world's most recognized geoengineers, Dr. Ken Caldera, has admitted on the record that concocting ways of spraying pathogens into clouds to, quote, infect populations on the ground, that was part of his job description when employed with the U.S. Department of Defense, when we know that the COVID-19 pathogen has been engineered to survive for extended times in open air under the right conditions, when we know that those in power are desperate to reduce global populations, why wouldn't we connect all of these pieces to the puzzle? Hiding in our cabins on the now planetary Titanic will not save us. Is it already too late? No. It's never too late to summon our courage, to stand up, and to refuse to go silently into the night. It's never too late to face the gathering storm with unyielding resolve. It's never too late to man your God-given posts in this all-important battle at this all-important time. And if we all do so, we may yet affect profound change. We may yet take a quantum leap in the right direction, even at this late hour. But that effort will take all of us. More critically important breaking headline reports in a moment. But first, to each and every individual that's doing their best to stay informed, to wake others, and to help turn the tide, thank you. I will say this every week because I am immensely grateful to each and every one of those who are doing their best to do their best. It is our collective efforts that can yet make a difference. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 246, April 25th, 2020. In this broadcast, news that covers the issues we must face if we're to have any chance of changing course. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org, paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7. Sunday mornings, same time slot, repeat broadcast, East Coast broadcast, Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on the PRN Radio Network. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. The latest Geoengineering Watch awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Again, I realize given current conditions, it's not possible to necessarily hand these materials out in person, but they can be mailed out. Printed materials with compelling and verifiable data, photos, NASA satellite images, copies of patents, so much data on these materials mailed out to the right agency, organization, individual can start a spot fire of awareness where it's most needed. Again, it's our collective efforts that can make the difference at this late hour. Moving on, so much to cover, not enough time in this broadcast, but I'll do my best. About the economy and those that still think the collapsing economy is the greatest threat we face. It's not. But about the economy, this headline. Quote, here's why the economy won't recover. And the headline states, no, it's not the COVID-19 or the lockdown. And a commentary on this headline from ricefarmer.blogspot.com, I believe is the name of the website. Excellent website by someone who's truly committed to the greater good. His commentary is this, when reality and truth becomes the sworn enemy of society's political and economic elites, the society is well and truly doomed. Important quote needs to be heard. Another headline, bankruptcy looms over U.S. energy industry, from oil fields to pipelines. And certainly fracking, done. Was never sustainable, and now we have permanently polluted aquifers all over the globe. Another headline, Trump administration unveils plan to boost nuclear energy. What a great idea, as if we don't have enough problems in that arena already, that we are headed for a likely Fukushima-type meltdown at over 400 facilities, and we're going to build more. So when those who sometimes message me saying, in a tone of denial, that those, i.e. those in power, would never, quote, do this to themselves, how many examples do we need of those in power committing acts that will lead to their near-term demise as well? How many examples do we need? From the building of nuclear weapons, the deployment of climate engineering insanity, which is destroying Earth's life support systems, contaminating every breath we take, the destroying of Earth's life support systems on countless fronts, the gutting of environmental everything, now the boosting of yet more nuclear power plants, which is a death sentence in and of itself. Those in power have been and continue to do this to themselves. We are not dealing with sanity. We're dealing with a headless, heartless, soulless cancer that runs the planet. Please, please look at the facts. Abandon ideology, preconception, and programming. We must all do everything in our power to clear the lens through which we see the world, that we may see the horizon clearly. Another headline. Will we have enough food? Millions of Americans are now unemployed and hungry. Food banks worry they can't feed them. Just the beginning on that front. But while some are starving, others are getting richer. From CommonDreams.org, quote, biggest coronavirus stimulus of all. Richest man in the world, Jeff Bezos, now $24 billion richer amid pandemic. From that report, amplifying fresh critiques of wealthy inequality that have mounted throughout the coronavirus pandemic, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, the world's richest man, has added nearly $24 billion to his already massive fortune in 2020 as virus-related lockdowns across the globe have forced people to stay inside and fueled increased e-commerce demand. Moving on, who else is benefiting from the engineered COVID-19 pandemic? This headline, how the national security state is using coronavirus to push an AI-driven mass surveillance state. From that report, last year a government commission called for the U.S. to adopt an AI-driven mass surveillance system far beyond that used in any other country. Now, Many of the, quote, obstacles cited as preventing its implementation are being removed under the guise of combating coronavirus. Yet another agenda being carried out. These dots are not hard to connect. One simply has to be willing to do so. Another headline. Fauci says there will be coronavirus in the fall. And certainly we see and have seen that Anthony Fauci knows what's coming. A part of it from far before anyone else even understood what was coming. A part of the engineering of this pathogen, proven with peer-reviewed science report. Another headline. As the U.S. grapples with coronavirus, Congress leaps into action on a new military draft. The empire needs manpower, and it will try to acquire that manpower one way or another. Manpower that is routinely used as cannon fodder, simply to serve the obsessions of the empire for increased power and control. And we need our military brothers and sisters to wake up to the fact that they are nothing more than cannon fodder for those in power. So many agendas being carried out with the COVID-19 engineered pathogen as the tool that's being used to do so. On that note, how many have seen the reports that it appears the COVID-19 pathogen was in circulation far before we were told? This headline from CNN, two Californians died of coronavirus weeks before previously known first U.S. death. How long was this pathogen circulating here? And has it been ramped up? Has the lethality of it been ramped up along the way? Can it be stoked? As we've stated at geoengineeringwatch.org, it appears this is the case. And again, let's ask this question. As more and more of the population wakes up to the threat posed by vaccinations, to the true agenda behind the vaccinations, most especially in this case, and as the push for testing the entire population is now being substituted by those in power as a way out of this engineered pandemic, this question, again, is the testing itself a means to contaminate certain specific percentages of the population? From KOMONews.com, Washington State, this headline, state recalls 12,000 coronavirus test kits due to contamination. These reports keep coming that massive shipments of the test kits are contaminated. This report states the State Department of Health has recalled 12,000 COVID-19 test kits that were distributed widely across Washington State due to contamination. About 12,000 of the affected kits had already been sent to local health jurisdictions, tribal nations. That's interesting, isn't it? Perhaps something like the smallpox in blankets that was put into Indians and reservations, going back into the dark history of the actions of our government. Is this in a similar vein? And about the COVID-19 engineered pathogen, can it and is it in many strains that can be released as the power structure feels it needs to stoke certain fires and to continue in a measured fashion this global culling and lockdown. From the Washington Post and other sources, this, quote, a mysterious blood clotting complication is killing coronavirus patients. From that report, once thought a relatively straightforward respiratory virus, COVID-19 is proving to be much more frightening. Are they, as they deem necessary, releasing more lethal strains of this virus, stoking fires in a measured fashion as the imminent climate and biosphere collapse unfolds? And given the increasingly lethal strains of COVID-19 that keep showing up all over the globe, shouldn't we ask why the president, Anthony Fauci, Deborah Birx, and the rest of their entourage never wear masks and never practice any, quote, social distancing? And about the daily White House so-called briefings, what a circus of rhetorical idiocy. The president seems increasingly to struggle with even reading his script. Would Biden be better? Does that question even warrant an answer? When Biden is clearly becoming increasingly incoherent, not to mention his long list of crimes while in office, just like the current occupant of the White House and so many previous occupants. Countless mainstream media sources continue to display their tyranny and cowardice by running interference and providing cover for every power structure criminal that independent investigations are exposing. with few, if any, exceptions, those serving the mainstream media weapon of mass distraction should be, must be, considered criminal accomplices to the ongoing power structure, tyranny, and murder. Yes, murder, on a scale that can never be truly quantified. From wars of aggression all over the world, based on false flag events and fabricated pretexts, to the mayhem and murder being inflicted all over the globe, from the highly toxic weather warfare assault, to the decades-long, decimating, and even lethal vaccine onslaught, the stakes are growing higher by the day. The orchestration of various outbreaks of various strains of pathogens over multiple decades all have verifiably dubious circumstances. Moving on from MSNBC, this headline, how the coronavirus pandemic could change America forever, could, may, might. There's no could, there's no may, there's no might. It's not just America, and yes, it is forever, and it's not just the COVID-19 pathogen. We have destroyed our host, planet Earth, and that fact will become increasingly evident in the coming weeks and months. Again, the whole COVID-19 scenario, a part of that equation. Their attempt to lock down populations as collapse unfolds. And on that theme, to connect it with this report, let's remember, Bill Gates, the completely uncredentialed controller of the World Health Organization, has told us there will be no more public meetings until the world has been mass vaccinated. And the calls for mass COVID-19 testing programs also continue throughout the U.S. population, in spite of the fact that multiple shipments of COVID-19 tests have been proven to be contaminated, some with COVID-19 itself. Another headline from globalresearch.ca, Bill Gates and depopulation agenda. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. calls for an investigation. I don't have time to cover this report in its entirety, but I would encourage everyone to research it and read everything that Robert F. Kennedy is stating on the record now with statistics to back it up and data to back it up. One damning excerpt here. Listen closely. For over 20 years, Bill Gates and his foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, BMGF, have been vaccinating children by the millions in remote areas of poor countries, mostly Africa and Asia. Most of their vaccination program had disastrous results, causing the very illness, polio, for example, in India, and sterilizing young women in Kenya with modified tetanus vaccines. Many of the children died. Many of the programs were carried out with the backing of the World Health Organization and, yes, the UN agency responsible for the protection of children, UNICEF. These programs are not about saving lives. Exactly the opposite. It is about population control. No matter how difficult that may be to face or examine, the facts are clear and undeniable for any who are willing to summon the courage to face those facts. How's COVID-19 going in China? From the UK Daily Mail and other sources, China puts a city of 10 million on lockdown to curb a new coronavirus outbreak after a student returning from New York infected more than 70. Again, some of the CV19 strains, far more lethal than other strains. Those strains are now circulating back to where the original outbreak occurred, perpetuating the cycle. Fires being stoked by those in power with who knows how many different strains of this pathogen that they have and hold and can release at any time of their choosing. Back to headlines of power structure criminality that the COVID-19 scenario has helped to hide. This headline, Attorney General Barr blocks release of 9/11 documents despite promises to victims' families. Hiding the criminality, just like the Kennedy assassination we were told we would see after 50 years, the documentation we never did. This government, this cabal, masquerading as a government, is every bit as dark and murderous and tyrannical as any government anywhere in the world. Those who control the United States government are about empire. That is their primary objective. And they will continue to push toward that objective like a cancer until the host dies. The host, i.e. planet Earth. On that note, this example headline from last week. U.S. Representative John Tsimikas introduces bill to exclude, quote, communications facilities from environmental review. What's that mean? It means if this bill passes, that communities would no longer have the right to consider the environmental impacts of 24/7 exposure to wireless radiation, a scientifically proven risk to wildlife and to us. Absolute carcinogen. Now we add 5G, and they're introducing a bill to exclude the public's right to consider any environmental impacts. We are on a runaway train of total insanity heading toward near-term planetary omnicide. That's a statistical, mathematical fact if we remain in the current course. Do those in power know it? At some level, yes, they do. Consider this headline from last week. Secret military task force prepares to secure the U.S. Capitol. Wheels are in motion on every front. Global populations and our U.S. military brothers and sisters must be awakened to what's unfolding. All are needed to refuse further participation in the insanity that is pushing us all to our common near-term demise. Biosphere collapse is the bottom line. If the human race has any interest in extending their stay on this once thriving planet, our primary objective must be to preserve what is yet left of Earth's life support systems. How dark is the biosphere horizon? A sampling of headlines from last week from National Geographic. Why we won't avoid a climate catastrophe. Do we need them to tell us that? Because it's already here. From the Japan Times and other sources, warmest oceans on record could set off a year of extreme weather. That's already being planned. Climate engineering is a weapon, and those in power will continue to use it on an ever larger scale. Does that mean extreme weather wouldn't happen without climate engineering? Absolutely not. There is so much pressure built up in the system after 70 plus years of derailing it with climate engineering. The blowback now will be horrific under any circumstances, but the planet must be allowed to respond on its own, or we have no chance whatsoever. Climate engineering must be brought to light and to a halt. And there is this headline from last week from numerous sources, and it should come as no surprise to any that have examined frontline data. 2020 is on track to be Earth's warmest year on record. And for those that are still clinging to the false narrative that so-called renewable energy will save us, please take the time to search and view online the new documentary film, Planet of the Humans. You will be shocked at what you learn on this film. You can watch it in its entirety online for free. In that film, in fact, about the 40-minute mark, they show the Seggs Solar Power Plant in Daggett, California, that's now an empty field of sand. I worked on that plant. I worked on the plant next door to that, the cool water coal gasification plant for Bechtel Power in 1983, also an empty field of sand, a wasteland now gone. There is so much more to the equation. Again, please view Planet of the Humans and digest the information in that film and plug it into the entire picture, which I'm trying to paint in this broadcast and 245 other broadcasts that I've done with the Global Alert News Hour and hundreds more besides that. There are far more breaking headlines of climate and environmental collapse than I can possibly cover on this broadcast. Bees, trees, oceans, wildlife, all are collapsing. Stop and consider, when the web of life dies, we die. The climate engineers continue to completely derail Earth's weather and life support systems, in addition to contaminating every breath we take. Many say we live in uncertain times, but this is false. Based on all frontline science and statistical data, we can state with absolute certainty that if the human race remains on the current course, near-term human extinction is certain, and we will likely take the entire web of life down with us. Countless times every day, I ponder my debt to the whole, to the great spirit, to creation. It is a debt I can never repay, but I must try just the same. In the few moments of stillness that I'm able to salvage in this ongoing battle to sound the alarm, I try to recall all that I've been allowed to see and to experience. I often consider, how many times has something in the ether saved me from myself, from my own mistakes and proverbial wrong turns in life? All of us have had such experiences. Should we not stop and consider that perhaps we have been given, quote, bonus time for a reason? Shouldn't we consider that we have a part to play in the unfolding drama, that we have an appointed post to occupy, that we can absolutely make a difference for the better if we try? So long as we are standing and breathing, it is never too late to carry out our individual part for the greater good. It is never too late to do what is right because it is right. And no one can stop us from taking such a stand. No one. Our will belongs to us alone. Our will has been entrusted to each of us to utilize honorably, virtuously, and toward the greater good. Together, we can yet make a difference, even at this late hour. Check the activist suggestions link on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org to find out how you can help to turn the tide, which starts with reaching a critical mass of awareness in the population. This battle cannot be won without a global army of the awakened. The effort to raise such an army will take all of us. Make your voice heard. Make every day count. Until next week, this is Dane Wigginton with geoengineeringwatch.org.